Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
is Tuesday, and Bon Jovi's rocking my world again. Dead or Alive is so me, I can't take it. I just love that song because that's exactly what I do. And Susan, we hear dead people, we hear alive people, and that's what we rock. And I'm so excited when I hear that song. It just pumps me up. Doesn't it do that to you, Susan?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's like there's just that old rocker rises up.
Oh, and you know what? I got the boots to rock it, too. I don't know. I think you see my thigh-high black leather boots because I rock that. Think of Bon Jovi. Oh, my goodness. Dead, live. I'll mix it up, and I love that. And that's what we're going to do today on our show. So let me get started because I've got so many announcements. I'm just so excited that I have the announcements. But hi, Susan.
Hi. I can't wait to hear all the announcements, too. Yeah, and we're shaking the show up and adding new people and got some great people coming on. It's like it's just getting more and more exciting every week.
I know. I'm just so, like, excited about my guests. I can't stand it. I hope they're as excited to be, you know, part of our show. But I can tell you, I'm going to start with telling you what we're doing this week, and then I'm going to go out a little further because I want everybody to know. But first, let me introduce myself for anybody that doesn't know. I'm Bonnie Albers on Bonnie Albers on Air. My co-host is Susan Z. Rich. I always just call her Susan Z, and now that's kind of the thing, but you do need to know her last name is Rich in order to, you know, get any readings or go to her site. But I do want to tell you that we both rock this show. We're going to change it up today, and then I'm going to get into what's happening next week. This week is today we're going to do tarot and spirit. I'm going to, if any spirit comes, I'm going to give you the message. If you got a question, I'm going to pull it from spirit anyway. But Susan is going to rock this deck, and I love it. In fact, it's the only deck I really relate to. I even bought it, but, you know, I kind of have to play with it. But Susan is the expert in this.
You have to learn how to use it after you buy it.
I know. Well, it's just sitting there. You know, I guess you're going to have to be coming here to teach me. But anyway, I do want you to understand that Susan can, this deck is just, she reads it different. It is different pictures on it. Even though, you know, I know a tarot deck, it is the coolest thing, and I'll let her explain it to you in a few minutes. But anyway, today, it all holds barred. Whatever you want, Susan's going to rock you with tarot. Now, tomorrow, you know, is Astro Wednesday, and we've got all kinds of stuff going on in the sky. We've got grand crosses, two grand crosses. We've got Jupiter, Pluto, Neptune, everybody hitting everything else in our airwaves and sky and Mercury. So you're going to hear all about that tomorrow. And, you know, you've got Kelly, and that's Ron Cole. Ron is our resident astrologist. He is super cool. He is giving a reading tomorrow. And I think who sent me that their information last week, I'm going to get to by the end of the show and let you know, or Kelly will let you know. Kelly Coulter, she is our Atlantean life and birth card reader. It all correlates to the astrology, to numbers, to planets. So she is going to give readings that are just like, they're just unbelievable. So please get on tomorrow. Thursday, we've got Laura Perrott back again. Laura's going to be back here once a month to give you healing. She has the sound, the language of light. It is the coolest thing. She downloads from spirit this language, and it is a mixture of everything and every ancestor you've ever had. So by popular demand, we've been asked to bring Laura back time and time again, and she's coming on Thursday, and she'll be here at 1 o'clock. Friday, woohoo! We got the pet psychic back, Susan Schaff. She was here last week. I had so many callers on the board. Please call us with pets, pet problems, pet issues, dead pets or alive pets. Susan's like us. She's a spirit medium. She goes through the pets. So please, please, she's on from 1 to 2. From 2 o'clock to 3 on Friday, we've got our heaventologist. She used to be known as the AKA Mermaid, and she does read her mermaid cards, and that's Amy Cavanaugh. She will be here with Peg Jones-Wolf, who is an angel card reader. And I don't know if any of you know this, but she's actually made angel cards. And I hope she gets on and talks about that. And then you have Kelly. She's the MC of the evening. She also will be bringing a couple cards into your future. So you have a great week coming up. Now let me go into the future, because these are just so cool. On the
20th. Awesome.
I know. Casadega, I think it's the 26th and 27th of April. It's a Saturday and Sunday, so I don't have the calendar in front of me, but what you need to do is just look. It's the last weekend in April. I am going to be in Casadega, the home of where Susan used to read. She was there for 5 years. I'm going to be in the same place she did her readings. And it is I've known Matt and Cynthia for a long time. It's the Universal Center. It's now called Bridget's Well. You can get on Facebook and see them. They're going to have a big psychic fair, and I'm going to be there. They asked me if I would come and bring my radio live. So you'll get some of the readers there that'll be just coming and jumping in and out.
And, sweetie, if I wasn't going to be in San Francisco during that week, I would drive there and be right there with you. It's like old home week.
I wish you could, Susan, because, you know, I love that. I love Matt and I love Cynthia. If Matt and Cynthia read on the show, you are all on for a treat. So that is what's coming up at the end of April. Then going into May, we have the coolest lady. Susan can even tell you about her. It's Susan. Is it a cousin or an aunt? Her name is Annabelle. Annabelle, Susan's the fourth generation psychic medium intuitive in her family. Annabelle is so powerful.
The matriarch.
Annabelle reads. She is the matriarch of Susan's family. She actually reads for very famous people. She is coming on our show by request from Susan to come and rock your world. So she's coming. I can't give you a date, but Susan's going to call her, and it is going to be in May. The next person I've got in line, I just talked to him today. I've got an interview at the end of the show with him. His name is Alan Drews. He is the coolest guy from the UK. He's a spirit medium. He's a druid. And it is going to be so cool. He has had his own radio show. He is really a neat guy. He is also a medium psychic. He's a detective, a medium psychic, clairvoyant. He's got all kinds of gifts. We can't wait to have him. And today we're going to firm up that date for him, and that'll also be in May. The next
I can't wait to ask him if he dances naked in the moonlight.
Listen,
I keep on telling you, I keep on seeing druids dancing naked in the moonlight.
Well, listen, if that's what we're going to do, we got to go rock some cute G strings, because I'm not just going to be totally naked. So the next guy is my mentor, the guy that, you know, like I think I told you, and I hope everybody understands how much I love this guy. I really want you to go to his website. He's what they call the psychic lawyer. He wrote the book Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. His name is Mark Anthony. He's been on television. He's been on radio. Years ago, I've got a reading from him because I needed to ask a question. He is the neatest guy. The book is incredible. I'd love you to, that's why I'm starting early to tell you, if you go to his website, you can get his book. And when he comes on, you actually can talk about his book with him. He is a lawyer. He's in court and he sees dead people behind the stand. I mean, it is so cool. He's worked on big cases. He's had cases in Florida. You'll know all the cases he's worked on. So his name is Mark Anthony. I am in such happiness and awe that we are going to feature him May 31st. I'm putting a show on Saturday, 1 to 3, just for him. So please, you know, save that date. You can't get to Mark. He has almost a year waiting list. So honey, guys, girlfriends, boyfriends, anybody call in, because this guy, it rocks the house too. So we've got a great group coming, and I'll just keep telling you as the weeks go by. We also have Leslie. Leslie was with us. She'll be back next week. I've got to talk to Leslie. It's either going to be Thursday or Friday. And, you know, she's a intuitive, clairvoyant psychic, and she is going to give you dates and times. She's just an incredible girl.
Yeah, she's our date lady.
She's our date lady. Yes, don't worry. We're not having a date. We're just picking dates. So everybody, I am just so excited.
Date lady.
She's our date lady. Okay, well, I hope she heard that, and we all love you. We love everybody on the show. We rock. These people want to give you messages. They want you to get messages from them. They also all have their own websites that you can get a private reading. You can do private work with them, and I am so excited. Let me give you a little about me, and I'm going to hand you over to Susan because I do want to talk about her tarot cards. And also, Susan's got stuff on her website that I had to bring up yesterday because Susan didn't. But both of us are counselors, and we're both therapists. She has some really neat things to help you help yourself. One of them was a CD that I got the message from Spirit to tell this girl yesterday on the air to use and download. Susan has self-help CDs, and I'm not just talking about, one little CD that says help yourself. This is a very cool, almost a hypnotic CD. She tells you don't use it when you're driving. Do it like when you're going to bed. It's kind of like an I am kind of thing, and I am going to tell you that it is a cool number. She also has kids' books that she has written on her website that she doesn't bring up here with the angels. And she really has a lot of things you need to look at. She's got holistic things on that website. And we just always forget because we get so excited about our shows. These things also are tools for you. This tarot reading, Susan started out doing that with me. She, always the Akashic Records, but when she had readings, she was using her tarot. We just haven't done that on the air, and we're like, why not, girlfriend? So today, with no more ado, except I'm going to tell you how to find me, Susan is going to talk about her deck and about what she does. Again, Susan's available for readings. You cannot get the depth of reading that she goes into on the show, but you certainly can get a taste of it. So my name is Bonnie Albers again. You can reach me on Facebook at Bonnie Mosener Albers. Just friend me, and I will friend you back. You can follow all our shows. You can like us on Blog Talk, which we hope you do. And also you can email me. My email is balbers, which is my last name, 714, which is my birthday, @AOL.com. Let me know how you like the show, if there's anything that you want us to talk about, or I am available for counseling. So I do romance, relationship, sexual issues, and love. That's my specialty, but I'm also a spirit medium. The spirit medium is what I love and rock. So I am going to hand you over to my partner, my co-host, Susan, so she can tell you what's going to go on today with her. Susan!
Bonnie! Okay. We're gonna do something a little different today. We got to talking about, we've been opening the Akashic Records on a pretty regular basis, and I will say to our listening audience that we are going to do the Spiral Tarot today and give you an idea of how it works and how those readings work with any kind of questions that you may have. But if you call in and you want your Akashic Records open, we can do that too. So we're trying to broaden the shows of everything that Bonnie and I both offer you. And so we decided to kind of shake it up a little today and give you a taste of what the a spiral tarot readings are. Well, first thing is, my name is Susan Z. Rich, as Bonnie said, and welcome everyone that's listening to us.
And your husband is not Richie Rich.
My what?
That
was a joke at our wedding when they said she should have asked for wealthy and instead I got rich. But I kept the last name because I like the way it sounds, right? So,
yes.
I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret one soul's journey for you. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, an emotional addiction counselor, a recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. As Bonnie had mentioned that on my website, I do have a lot of products. You can see my book. There's self-hypnosis CDs. There's also naturopathic detox foot baths. I've done a lot of things, and there's a lot of self-help on my website for you to look at. I'm the author of the published book Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. Who, Bonnie?
Okay.
And high-heartedness. It channeled it for me before and made me do all the work writing
yes.
it.
Queen energy.
Yes. I know.
Queen energy.
I know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe
the next
secretary.
Time I'll channel it and you write it.
Well, I couldn't find my servant, Susan, and I couldn't find my castle, so I did the best I could, and I downloaded into your head, knowing that you would do it, even though you also talked to energy, but I knew you would do it. So,
Yeah. Okay. Well, the book's on available at Amazon.com, and you can reach our book, yeah, our book,
yeah. Our book, I love it. It bridges that gap. Wait a minute, I got to say it. It bridges the gap between this world and the next. It is so, you've got one foot in spirit and one foot on the physical earth plane. I can tell you that I've used this book in my counseling, and I've given lectures all over being a counselor. I've talked to PhDs, MDs, therapists, life coaches, and I use this book. So it is so reasonably priced. I've read it three times. I'm not going to say I've read anybody's book three times because you once you get into that soul window, you've got friends, family in it. You always go back and see, you know, when you're talking, you get used to us saying, well, what soul window are you in or how old are you and put you in a soul window. You'll start doing that. It gives you the understanding of what's going on broadly with that person. And I've used it time and time again. And my sister, who never reads, actually read it, and it's a cool book. It so helps you. It's one of the best books written, I think, for psychology, to tell you the truth. So I am hoping that soon the PhDs will pick it up because it will help them in their counseling sessions also. So go ahead, Susan. I just had to plug our book. So go ahead.
Thank you, sweetie. You do such a good job of plugging our book. I have to say, you're the best, absolute the best.
Well,
okay.
I have to tell you that thank you very much, but if anybody would like me to sign the book, even though it says Susan Z on it, I have no problem. Just mail it to me, and I will sign it for you. So, okay, Susan, go ahead.
Oh, Bonnie, that's like why. That's like taking it to a woman.
Sorry,
You are so audacious. That's the only word that I could come up with you right at this moment, audacious. So anyway, you can read more about me and contact me through my website, szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, W-H-I-T-E-W-I-N-G-S, or email me at szrich@aol.com. You can schedule readings with me that I read the Spiral Tarot for you, half-hour readings on career, romance, general questions. And also, if you're interested in having your Akashic reading, Akashic Journal open. So basically, as we may realize that, I do it all. So, and would love to have the opportunity to read for our listening audience. So, anything else that we can add here?
Oh, yes.
Before we...
honey, I was so mesmerized at everything you were saying. I barely, you know, I was going, well, I'm just keep listening. But anyway, we are going to take the first caller. We are going to rock with this deck. I just do want to tell you everything Susan says, I can do too. Okay? So but you're going to go through her because it'll take me 2 seconds to tell you versus Susan will really explain it the way you need to have it explained. But anyway, Susan, you ready to take the first caller? Oh, I'm so funny. Okay, 617,
yes,
you are on with Bonnie. Susan.
Yay.
617?
Yes, hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We are doing, well, I'll speak for myself, but I already know Susan because I can already telepathy tell you what she's going to say, but we are doing perfect.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Perfect. And who, can you give us your name, please?
It's Lisa.
For the audience.
It's Lisa.
Lisa. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, ladies. I love listening to you, the two of you. You remind me of Wilma and Betty.
Thank you.
Wilma and Betty. We went from Lucy and Ethel, and now we're Wilma and Betty. Oh, my God.
I love that. Oh, I love that. I'm so excited. Thank you. Because you know what? I love when people say that. You know, Thelma Louise. I Wilma and Betty. I haven't got Wilma and Betty yet, and I love that.
Yes.
And you know, of course,
yeah.
She compares us to Lucy and Ethel. But I love them. You know what? You know why I like it, Lisa? I like their clothes better. They were short, kind of torn, bare feet. Oh my God! And they had bones in their head. I love it. Okay.
Raw.
Lisa, how can we help you, girlfriend?
Well. I've got the I'm ready to take off. I'm ready. To me, I feel like it's time to really get going. The weather is becoming warmer. The sun's out, and I just have this desire to just get on with my life.
All right.
Like it's time
okay.
to come out
Lisa?
Of the hibernation and just to get moving.
How old are you?
I actually just turned 50.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, girlfriend, I'm 15. I got a lot of ways to catch up on you, but I understand because I really need to – I could rock the having to move, believe me, especially, you know, now. But
so
what
would you like us to focus on? That we know you're ready to get out there and rock, but what is it that you would like us to focus on
like
and narrow down?
On actually work, because work will okay. work. To me, the doors need to open.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
on your
do you want to do the
your personal life or all of it, or Lisa?
Yes. Hello. Hi.
Yeah. On your career, your personal life, or
actually,
all of it.
Career, because I think that once the doors open for me on career,
okay.
you know,
what do you
then
what do you do for what?
Actually, I work part-time in retail.
Part-time in retail. How
yeah.
long have you been doing that?
Since December.
Okay. What did you do
of
before?
Before, I actually worked in an office.
Okay.
In the city.
Okay. Is this scaling down by choice or by economy?
By economy.
By economy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Susan,
okay.
Get your deck out.
I'm getting my deck out. Okay. yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not that I want you to do anything. It's just that I have to tell you because I can already see the deck. So that's why I'm saying this is too cool. So go ahead, Susan, because I'm just so excited.
Okay. Let me pull three cards here for you.
Okay.
And let's see what we got here. Oh, wow. These are like fabulous cards. Okay. The first thing that comes up for you is the Queen of Cups, okay, which is about instincts, following your intuition, filling your cup up with manifesting. So
yeah.
What it's telling me is that what you're looking for, this drive, I want to get out, I want to get big, I think, is that your gift of manifesting, focusing, and that's what, and 50 is a fabulous year to manifest into reality, and it's always, we're always in the now, in the present. It's like, so you stay in the moment of that energy, and I feel you have real kind of positive energy. You just don't know where to put it. Okay?
Yes, exactly.
And so there lies the what the cards are telling me. And the wish card is right next to it, and
oh,
then
wow.
the Eight of Wands, which means fast, 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 fast.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So what this is telling me is that we're talking about your career. Is that you better get on it, Be specific. You know, write what I call a chocolate list. Okay.
Ooh.
And what a chocolate list is.
And if you don't like
that,
chocolate, sweetheart, you can go with vanilla. It's okay because I like
vanilla. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of the diet chocolate. You know, that kind of thing. You know, Rich. And what it is that you want is that what spirit is doing is that it's revving up the itch of life.
Oh yes.
Bigger, better, higher, raise the bar,
yes.
go for it. And
yes.
But what you have done is that you have downsized. So
yes.
you go, where do I go from here? And what I'm hearing is that what you want to do is that you want to write down and be very, very specific
okay.
about what it is that you're looking for. Okay, I'm, and it's not about like a job. It's like what is it that you really want to do? Because
yes.
I'm hearing that I'm gonna pull one more card here. Okay,
I've
yes.
got a whole
okay.
list here.
Okay, the Hierophant. Okay, comes up
oh.
and it's like and of course that's the teacher. All right, which tells me that. You may think about maybe looking into learning something new to advance what it is that you're doing. You're right. You're a woman, and you're 50. And what's getting ready to happen in our economy? And it's like it's strange because I got this in a message when I've been following the unemployment situation quite a bit, and. What I got was that women, middle-aged, that all of a sudden that they're going to start becoming in big demand if they have the skills
right.
that's out there, like the right computer skills. And it's because they stay versus of... hiring
that's
younger
nice
people
backlash.
Or people that are higher educated and they don't stay.
That's true. Very true, yes.
And this is quick. This is getting ready to happen. This is like, it's almost like that they're wanting to, you know, like put the book
what's
right in front of me.
I mean,
it's like it's crazy. This crazy, this energy that's spinning around you. You know, I mean, it's like, how do you sleep?
Oh, with me?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you sleep with this energy spinning around you? I mean, it's like,
I feel it. I mean, I feel it around me. And I think I actually love it because this is the first time in so many years that I feel positive and I feel hopeful. I'm like, you know what? I could step into anything.
That's right. That's
to me,
right.
I feel like the world is my oyster. I can move towards anything, and it will be successful. I have more confidence, much more confidence.
Honey, you know what?
Yes.
I hear a backlash, both Susan and mine.
Yes.
But I have something I gotta say.
Yes.
You know what's really funny as you're talking?
I shut my AOL down. See, I can't be in chat if I shut my AOL down.
Okay. Lisa, what I'm getting is I can feel that energy, and they're saying within 4 weeks, and it's spinning and spinning and spinning, and what they're saying is this. You have a little bit more time, then you will take off. You're very gifted, but you keep it all inside. Okay,
yes, I
you
do.
Don't tell people that you're gifted. Okay, but what they're telling me, and I've never had this message before, and I think I'm understanding it pretty good, but they said that you need to do a candle blessing, which I've never told anybody to do before.
Yes.
And they said you're getting a green candle with herbs for
green.
Prosperity, growth. And I don't know what those herbs are because, you know, unless they tell me, I never did this. And what they said is sprinkle it around the candle.
Okay.
And light it with the intent of what you want, and then let it go. Can I ask? And then you know what they showed me, and I don't know if this is what you do or something you like, But there, and I have to tell you that if I'd never, I've never put a reading like this before on the air, so that would mean either that you know what I'm talking about or you had relatives that are telling me that that used to dabble in all of this stuff. And I love candles, so, I mean, but I've never told anybody to do this. So I hope you understand that. They say something about beauty and facial products. Do you do, they said that...
I'm laughing. I laugh
good,
because when you because when you say
that's what I'm girlfriend,
because,
go
share, girlfriend, share.
Because the thing is that what I do now is that I work part time in retail, and basically what I do is that I work in a certain area and I just do overnight work, but I deal in the beauty department. Now again, I'm just doing this overnight, just putting stuff on the shelf. And by doing that, because this is something I did not want to do, I didn't want to do this. I kicked and screamed because it was, again, it was me kind of not knocking myself down, but it was what I could get at the moment, and I'm grateful for it, very grateful.
Yeah,
but it sparked something in me. It really sparked the creativity in me, and I just feel that I can do something so much better in this arena, but the department store that I work for will not, it's not open to me moving into something higher, because I went to the manager today and just asked, you know, what other opportunities, and she just basically laughed in my face.
Oh, well then listen, hey, no pearls before sow. Let me
That's
tell
right.
you that you know, find, you know, if it find what, you know, if you need some training, you know, like if it's like the beauty products that you want, you know, get in on the ground floor and then find
That's
somebody
right.
that, you know, will hire you with those skills.
Exactly.
So I am so happy so you knew everything that I'm telling you. And it's so funny because I just love that. You know, I love when spirit brings me all that for you because then you know that what you're
exactly.
doing, what I'm seeing, what you're thinking is all there. So
and the candle,
and
with the candle, even with the candle blessing, I mean, that makes perfect sense to me.
Oh, I'm so happy because I'll
that
tell you, you know, I mean, they showed me this candle. They showed me this the sprinkle of the herb, and then it lit, and then they told me what to tell you. So I am so happy,
wow.
honey. I hope we've helped
so
you.
So am I. I'm very happy. Very happy.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know.
And add one more thing to your little
sure.
altar. Okay. One more thing. If you can get, like Chinese gold coins, or silver dollars and put five of them. Yeah.
Five,
like
okay.
in a semi-moon right,
okay.
right in front around the candle.
Okay.
That is
you're
cool.
talking. You're
so
talking to two past life witches here. We got
Morgana.
All kinds of things.
We can rock Morgana and Merlin, but I never gave that kind of reading on the air. I don't give that unless they show it to me. And man, did they show it to me! And I'm so happy when I see it. I'm so excited. So
it's five coins. I'd have these coins. As a matter of fact, I have these coins that I sometimes carry with me, and they are. You use them for, like, feng shui?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay,
okay.
Yeah.
You've already got them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because,
that's the bomb.
Yeah,
okay,
so it's like I saw what she was doing with the herbs and the candle, and it's like in spiritism, like now she needs to make, actually they're showing me like a happy face smile in terms of how to put the coins around.
Wow,
I love
this
it,
is great. Because I have a little altar.
So,
I do have a little altar, but I haven't been using it lately.
Off.
I just haven't been using it. I do have an altar.
You're in the energy now. Big
it's time.
Yeah.
Time.
Oh, this is
well,
wonderful.
Well, I hope you've helped
you,
Lisa.
Oh, absolutely. All the time. You guys are you're fabulous.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Well, you don't need for me to tell you. You already know.
Oh, but you know what? We love it because, you know, we all love that to happen. And we love that we, you know, that when people tell us that our eyes, anyway. But I do have to tell you, when you brought the Wilma and Betty, I love those outfits. I rock clothes and sunglasses and hair. So you brought me the perfect person. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I just love that. I mean, I love when spirit just comes right up and shows me. I said that spirit just come right up and show me what I need to say. And it was just the coolest scene. I just love spirit, spirit, spirit. I am spirit. Okay. Next call, 951-951. You are almost losing it by. Oh, wait, let me see. I'm hoping I can. 951,
hello.
You are on the phone. Susan, hi.
Hi, Rainey. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I just wanted to see what you guys see coming up for my love life, please.
Okay, Susan, get those cards rolling, girlfriend.
Okay, what's your name?
Natasha.
Natasha. And how old are you?
How old am I? 42.
What is it?
42.
Okay. Let me ask before I pull out some cards, are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not in a relationship at this point, no.
How long has it been?
I would say probably about maybe 6 months, 7.
Okay. You look at are you looking for the it relationship, or just just someone to share you know some good times with?
I'm looking for the it relationship.
44, honey. Okay, that's the first thing that I heard. So let's see what the cards have to say for you.
Okay.
44 is an amazing double digit for year for you. Amazing. Okay. My cat agrees too. First thing that comes up for you is the marriage card. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's exciting.
Yeah. And then the King of Cups comes up next to that, which is a man that does very well for himself, pampers you, thinks you're all that. The next one comes up for you is the Three of Cups, which is a celebration card. Okay.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next one that I'm picking for you is the King of Pentacles. So it looks like maybe you might have a choice coming up here. So I pulled out 6 cards for you, and the next to the celebration is the King of Pentacles, which is money, okay, generous of heart, but both of them are like, all about you, okay. The King of Cups with next to the marriage card, okay, is kind of... someone that may come into your life of that it usually represents some secrets, but usually, but I'm going to interpret this as that they may come into your life that it doesn't look like it's a head-on romantic type of thing. That he presents himself one way, and then it evolves into something romantic. You have trust issues. Okay. And it shows here next to the Princess of Wands, which is your inner child, all right? That your little girl is like kind of a show me kind of thing, type of thing. It's like, if you're the real deal, then prove it to me. Okay. It looks like you've got 2 options coming in here. Looks like that there's going to be a change of residence for you. You've got 4 of Wands and also 3 of Wands, which is distant shores. So one of these guys could be from out of state or away and everything, and it looks like that there's a possible thing that you may move to where he is. But you definitely got... I don't know, and I'm going to say in honesty, I don't know which one you're going to wind up with these, because they're both very similar, but they come into your life very differently. So it's like, timing is everything. What do you do to, you know, to get yourself out there social?
I go to events and functions, those type of things.
Okay.
Basically,
oh, that was my
just go to
okay, I'm going to beat you to it, Bonnie. Do you do social media?
Social media? Yeah, I do a little bit of social media, a little bit.
Like online clubs?
Online.
Yeah. Online dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of it.
Yeah. I'm going to say, you know, amp it up, but here's the other thing. I'm going to say amp it up, but I don't think that you're going to meet these guys online.
I'm not even going to meet them there.
No, I did not. But here's what I'm hearing Spirit say. Amp it up, okay?
Yeah.
Your interest online, but these two guys, I don't feel like that they're going to be an online connection. What it is that it's about stirring the pot, okay? You're a little stagnant in that energy. It's like you're just kind of waiting for something to show up. You know, and
right.
And it's
so
like,
you want me to go date? You think I should be out there just dating for the most part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to date first. To get what you want.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
But yeah,
have to. Yes. Well, now I am tuning in here. So I'm the big. I totally, if you heard me yesterday, I totally rock with online dating. I always tell people that it doesn't mean you're going to meet your mate from there. What it does is changes the energy about you. It puts you in the frame of mind that you're available. It teaches you how to date, which people don't realize, and how I gave them. And if you wanted to go back in the archives yesterday, I told the woman what you need to do with your profile, what you should have on there. But the one cool thing that I want you to know is this. Don't make a date to go out for a drink, for an appetizer, or for dinner. That's not what you want to do. And you don't want to talk to anybody over three times because they're just texting date. They're just texting you. Men like to keep in touch with women, and you'll find a lot of them use those online dating services to do that. So if they're not willing to Skype, to meet you, to take you out, within three times that you talk to them, stop talking to them. But the other thing is, when you go out, and this is what teaches you how to date, you want to meet at a place, a coffee shop, even Pete's Deli, I don't care what it is, but it can't have liquor, you're not going to do dinner, or you're not going to do any meal until you actually have coffee, tea, milkshakes with them. That gives you the 20-minute window of a friend because you both look at each other. You can both say, hi, what are you doing? And then you'll get into a conversation. If within 20 to 25 minutes, and it's only $1 or $2 to have a cup of coffee, so nobody gets into a big involvement of, expenses and feels that they owe anybody anything. What it does is it gives you the idea, I might be interested. Or he says, I might be interested. And then they could say, hey, listen, I really don't want this to end. Would you like to go grab something to eat? Then you have the option to say, not tonight. I'm not able to do that. Or, yeah, sure, I'd love to. Let's go for a quick bite. But don't meet for drinks. That's the killer of everybody that thinks that that's a great thing, that they meet for appetizers or drinks after work. You don't want to get into that. And so it obligates you. So what I'm going to tell you is get your picture out there. Get your picture out there. Put on there nobody. Put you don't want a married man, a man who's getting a divorce but still at home because they can't afford to live out, a guy who's with his girlfriend but that's because they're sharing an apartment and they're not girlfriend and boyfriend anymore. You name it, you don't want it. So you want to 80% of people will be taken right out of the picture. And then your first is about you. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I love swimming. I love eating. I love Italian food. I love movies. I love walking. I love gym. Nothing negative. And everything that you really like about yourself. The second paragraph is everything you want in him. Again, no negative. Like if you don't want a drinker or a smoker, don't put no drinkers and smokers allowed. You can say it, but you're going to say it in a different positive way. So you're going to say, I'm a gym. I want a man who's very healthy, who eats healthy and takes care of his body. That just eliminated your drinkers, your smokers, and all your tokers, because they're not going to answer that, because they're going to already think that you're going to, you know, judge them, which is fine, because that's not what you want. But don't start with that. If you want drinking and smoking, plenty of people do, that's okay. Leave it in there. Say, I love everybody. And as long as you eat Italian food and you're going to walk and you're going to laugh with me because I like a sense of humor, apply. So be careful of your wording. Don't put anything negative. There's a way to say positive and avoid, you know, certain things. And that's where people, when they online date, get caught, because they aren't putting that. They're not putting positive statements. And I'll tell you why, and I know I'm going to get into this tangent, and then I need to tell you something. But I had a guy who did all my my pictures. If you look on my website or in my Facebook, I have pictures that I had done in December for a press pack. And I walked in, and he said, you know, I just, hello, today's the first day that I actually, you know, started to put on that I want to date, and I, you know, and I just joined a service. So I asked him, hey, well, can I see your profile? When I read,
hello, Bonnie, I can't hear you at all.
I know, she just disappeared.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm still here.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So wait a minute. Somebody tried to block to get on. And so what happens is that I am going to tell you, somebody is trying to get on our site, and that's what's happening. Let me just. Anyway, so where did you hear me say? So the thing is that what you want to give the impression that you're a positive, upbeat, happy girl, and that that's what you want in a guy, if that's what you do want. Some people don't. But
yes.
And
tell what
and,
the photographer had on his on his on his.
Oh yes, my photographer with the pictures.
You know, it's just because she's 15, she can't remember.
Yeah, so that's right. So no, because somebody was calling into our show and it came right through. So anyway, the only thing that happened with him is I read it and I said, "You have got to be kidding, boyfriend. I don't even know you, and I wouldn't date you." And I said, and he didn't know that's my specialty, which is love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. I rewrote his whole profile. He called me the next day, and he said, "Bonnie, I have 4 dates, and all of them look great. Thank you." And he kept having 4 dates and 4 dates and 4 dates because he wasn't ready to settle down. He had just started dating, but he loved everyone. And I told him to be careful because he's going to love every one of his dates. He just can't, you know, commit yet. So he was so happy. So it's how you write your profile, girlfriend, to how you get people. Be careful when you write it. Now, let me tell you what I got for you now that I told you all that.
Okay.
You are very, very, very skeptical and leery. And that's what they're telling me. Like the first words out of my mouth when Susan was talking was, "Hey, what are you doing?" Which was the whole thing about dating. So I'm glad that we got into this. But they also said that these two guys you're going to meet, I see one of them. One of them might be in the military, actually has a uniform on. Now, I don't know if that's a uniform for Navy, Air Force, Marines, or whatever. Could be a UPS, you know, uniform. But there is a uniform involved with one of them. And for some reason, I am getting that it might be a military uniform. Or maybe he's in the Coast Guard, or maybe he's in, you know, the reserve. I don't know, but I see a uniform on one of them. But how you're going to know, and they're telling me this, and it kind of is like what the cards say, you are going to leap with your heart. You have not done that. You are pretty skeptical of people, especially with your heart. I see you running towards this guy and jumping up and wrapping your legs around his waist. And I feel the love that you have. Yeah, and that's how you're going to know which one you're going to want. It's the one that you just go right over to, and your heart, I could feel it pumping out of your chest. So you're going to know when this shows up which one it is, because you're not going to be able to help yourself, girlfriend.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. So I
that's
hope that
and that's all... just the kind of energy you need.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So, you go for it, and
okay.
I hope we help you. Let us know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, you girls were dead on. So thank you so much. Both of your readings were awesome. You guys got me very pegged, too. So thank you.
Well, thank you, too, Natasha.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Natasha, have a good day.
You too.
We
Okay.
We love your
bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
We love
What you doing there, Bonnie girl?
I know it's not. Hello, Natasha. Are you still on?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Sorry. Okay, I am so sorry. Here we go. And let me just tell you that somebody's got all kinds of things going on with this blog talk today. But anyway, I just want to tell everybody, Natasha, we love your name, and thank you. Susan and I love to rock everybody's world, and, you know, we want to, and that's why we're here and we do this, is we want to help you. We want to help you help yourself. Because, like, again, I tell everybody, we're both counselors, we're both therapists, and we're both spirit mediums. Susan does the Akashic Records that she rocks and does her cards, and I love the spirits coming right at me. So we're going, we have another caller, and that is 719. 719, you're on with us. 719, hi. Hello, 719?
Hello.
Ah, Kelly.
Hello. I was just about to press the one, but you must have read my mind because I hadn't quite gotten around to pressing the one yet. But I have a comment.
Oh, I am so happy you're on because guess what? I know you're going to ask Susan to pull for your card. So, Susan, Kelly, where have you been?
I've been offline for the past several days, but actually, I had a comment first. I was going to let you guys know. It's like Leslie, who was on, like, what was it, a week ago, and she was, you know, remember how she was telling me about I was going to, you know, take a pleasure trip in May, and I was like sitting there going, all I could think of was, you know, I've got this work moment that I have to do, you know, in May or whatever possibly. But what ended up happening was this past weekend. We went to my children went to regional, I don't know, bowling things because they wanted the city thing. And it ends up that we're going to go ahead and go on to the state tournament, which is in May. And that's going to be the fun trip. It's only for a weekend, but we're going to be there. It's like there's no way she could have read my mind because I had no clue. I didn't even know, you know, anything about any of this until we got to, you know, to regionals this weekend. I was like going, that's pretty cool. So anyway, just wanted to let that out.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, I'm glad. Well, you know what? When Leslie's on next week, because I think you're going to be her host, you can tell us.
Cool.
Because we rock it.
I will.
I love that. Hey, Cal, do you got a question for us?
Susan's
got
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Anything, any subject matter you want me to address before I pull the cards?
Let's see. Let me think about this one. There actually was. I actually kind of sort of have some questions about things that are, things that are going on. I'll say, I don't know, energy. I guess I'll say energy-wise because there's been some really, it's been a really, besides, I mean, the bowling was fun, and we had my little guy turned 12 yesterday, so we were at the aquarium and did a bunch of stuff. But just energy-wise, I have been, I don't know, I'll say out of sorts. And it's like, you know, I keep, you know, making these comments
honey,
about,
all,
oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
I know this, and I'm like going, okay, how do I deal with the energy stuff that's coming at me so I can be in better sorts with it? How about that?
Okay, let me, I'm going to pull a couple cards here for you. Ooh, this card just wants to come up.
Well, if it wants to come up, then it's got to be Kelly's card, girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. The first card that I pull is, of course, the Eight of Cups, which is unfulfilled love, okay? It or feeling... Feeling unfulfilled about something that needs to unfinished coming up, and this is the energetic agitation that you're feeling, is that and it has to do with communication, which of course the Ace of Swords represents cutting away what is no longer necessary, but communicating within yourself and to others. Something that needs to be completed. Okay, so you're working on Just, and Bonnie and I have been talking about this sense of agitation that both of us have been going through. It's like, you know, like, what?
And Kelly knows that because she's an astrologist herself. You do know the heavy hitters are in the sky.
Yeah, and what this is addressing with you is this is about an unfinished communication that you've gone on, that you have been resisting, okay? And what it looks like here from, because the Knight of Pentacles come up here with future success, that it feels like that you have a male energy guide around you, okay?
All right.
That has been trying to get through to you for a while, and you just either too busy, too involved, looking the other way, thinking that, you know, well, you know, I've got all these gifts and everything, and it's like, so this must be it, right? It's like I'm going to, you know, use the gifts that I have. Well, what I'm seeing here from what the cards I pulled is that you've definitely got a male energy guide that is trying to reach you and to get through. And it shows here that I don't know. Yes, it is. Okay. Yes. It is about a new gift. Well, see, that's what they – I just heard so loudly. We told you not to say that. I was trying to search the word of, like, you know, what kind of gift.
What did you say? My son was writing me about how they're taking him to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant and could he have money, which is why he butted in. And now I couldn't hear what Kelly said. What did you say about her guide?
Have a male guide who's trying to come in, and it's like, I'm either not hearing him or something, but it's like, and then she spilled the beans and said it's about a new gift coming in. I'm like, oh, and then she got reprimanded for saying that.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You know, our Michael said that I told you not to use that word, new gift. It's not a new gift. It is an expanded gift. It is with male energy. Okay, meaning that it is it is an expansion of strength. All right,
okay.
And it feels like the information is going to come strong and powerful, and it deals totally with future prophecy. Okay.
Oh well,
and,
who wouldn't know that? She spits that out all the time.
No. This is something different. This is. You know, I know you do that all the time, and I hope you understand what it is I'm trying to tell you, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, you use the cards and you predict the future and the astrology, but this is something different. This is about the Princess of Pentacles is coming up, which is the of creation, okay, new creation.
Right.
And the Nine of Pentacles, of course, represents, it's like when all of a sudden you see all around you the reaping of everything that you have been trying to manifest. So what this is telling me is that this new male guide, not new, I got smacked again. Okay, it's like, you know, I'm not. Oh, she's just not listening to me.
Can you send him over here? Can you send him over here? I want to be smacked. It's not that I want to be smacked. But I want him
no, you
here.
Don't, Bonnie.
Okay.
Not nice when they
do.
I
don't know why I'm not smacked. I mean, why do you get smacked and I don't?
Yeah, this is Michael, and Michael comes over there and beats the crap out of you every once in a while. Anyway, you know that, so yeah. In your face, kind of angel. So what it's telling me is that this is an expansion of gifts that you have already in place, but on a different level, on a different form, raising the bar. It's like your say with your cards and the astrology, mixing it up. What I'm seeing is that it's a visual thing that's going to start happening with you.
How about with the healing energy stuff in terms of vision and being able to see?
That could be it too. I could be wrong on this. I'm not picking up so much of as a healing gift type of thing, but as an information gift. Okay. That things are going to get very visual for you.
Nice. Good.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Alex. That's a gift I want. So you're going to have to split that gift with me.
Off the shirt with you. Okay.
That's not fair. I mean, I don't get it. That's not fair. I mean, I do see, but if you're getting that gift, you know me, if you're on my show, you have to give it to me. So you better send it over here.
I'm not real sure. What I'm getting is that one of the reasons that you might possibly have resisted this whole thing going on with this male guide, a very masculine energy, very masculine, is because of the visual thing. It's like it seems like when you do your thing, okay, it's like you think and feel and sense. And it's almost like that there's a conscious or subconscious thing that if everything started getting visual on top of all of that, that it might be confusing. And I'm hearing that it's almost like that you're going to see literally in form of the person that you're reading for, visual scenes of what it is that you're actually saying for them, which is cool.
Got it.
Okay. Wait a minute. You're reading me, Susan. It's got to be that you're reading me and not reading Kelly, because you're reading me, and my energy must be coming through the phone, and Kelly is just going to have to sit back because it's my energy you must be reading about that.
That's what I got to say. No. It's like, here's the difference. It's like, see, you like to travel in ectoplasm, okay?
Yeah.
But the guy that I'm talking about Kelly is a higher ascended master, okay? This person or this guy, okay, hasn't been in human form for quite a while, right?
Okay.
And it's about you understanding. This is like weird. Understanding the theory of life and the theory of humanity.
That's me. I'm telling you, Kelly. You're not Kelly. That's my gift. You have to give that to me. I mean, I really want that gift, okay? I really do. I know you love me, and I really know you love me. So I just want to say that if I'll be happy if you rock that gift. But I am going to be jealous, but not jealous meanly, just jealous that you have a girlfriend.
You just have to ask
cool.
those why questions.
It's pretty cool. It should be unrolling very soon. It's going to take you literally into a whole new level of your gifts and your reading. And that's the buzzing
noise I keep hearing is really irritating. Got it.
You're literally being rewired and imprinted.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Right. That makes a whole lot of sense. It does.
Bonnie and I have been doing this. It's like we've been bugging each other going, like, what is this? It's like, oh.
I know. And I'll tell you, Kelly, I did call you, but you've been gone. But, I mean, what I wanted to tell you is with those two grand crosses that are in the sky, those grand, great grand crosses, I mean, with these big heavy hitter cardinal signs, I have been hammered, and so Susan, both of us are cardinal. You can't how they explained it, because I went to this conference, which is this really cool lady who's a friend of mine who's the astrologer for Shirley MacLaine. She says that the big heavy hitters are in the sky. And the cool thing is that when I looked at it, it looks like the energy can't get out because they're so big. And so all the people's energy is mixing inside and bouncing all over the place. And Mercury's fast. So it's like we don't have anywhere to – it's like taking a steamer pot, and if you don't lift the kettle, boom! And that's kind of what's happening in the sky. We'll have to have Ron see what he says tomorrow. But that's what I think everybody's feeling. Although if you're getting new gifts, then I'm going to have to get new gifts, and that's just the way it is, Kel. Okay,
I've got it. I'll have to share the scripture with you that talks about in the last days God said He's going to pour out His Spirit on everybody on the planet. So it's like there's a lot more to it, but it's like that's in essence what's happening. It's like everybody's getting more spiritual things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
we're all getting inspired big time.
All right,
big time.
Right. Well, Kelly, I'm going to take another caller unless you have a question, because you just got too much. I mean, you know what I mean? You just got too many things that are so fabulous.
If you get everything you asked for, you're going to explode.
I know. Well,
that works for me. Bonnie, you know what my question always is like, is there anybody hanging out on the other side that has anything specific they'd really like to say? Because that makes a lot of sense that whoever is not getting through and all that going, I've been feeling a frustration. It's like, okay, so can they spit this out a little bit better? I think Susan did. So I'm like going, can they elucidate it all, or is there somebody else that would like to say something there?
Yeah, it's a build up. There's something else that you need to become aware of. Aha moment before that things go click.
Well,
gotcha.
I know what
okay,
it is.
And that's,
the cool dude is I can
I do.
Actually
it's like
say
I just, I got this book this weekend. I know absolutely. Oh my goodness. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just go click click.
Okay, well, your click clicks. I have a million callers, and that's why I didn't get involved with Kelly, telling her who's on the other side. She knows, but I do know that this man's showing up, Kelly, and I think you know who it is. He's an older, he's the one that your son sees out in the yard. And I do believe that I see him, kneeling down. I see him out there. He's very, very somber. He is a really gentle soul that needs to be there. And for some reason, you are going to see him. You're going to see him if you don't see him yet. And I know he's not the guide, but I do know that he is a piece of the puzzle. So take a look for him. And also, I think another thing that you need to have click is even though you know that your husband is right with you, and you know what I've told you, that you're going to meet somebody, I think that you, until you really come to the resolution that that the love that the two of you had here can't ever be, you can't transcend it, but you have to let it go. And I think that's going to be part of your once that clicks into the fact that you know that you're ready to move on in the world, not move on without him, because we never forget, but move on with knowing where the love for him needs to stay. And he knows that too. And I think once you come to grips with that, slowly, that a lot of things are going to go click, click, click for you, because they're going to open. What you're doing is blocking that feeling, because I think that you love love him. I mean, the love that pours out, I'm not going to cry on the show, but the love that you felt from your twin flame, which I know he was, he needed to learn parts, and you need to learn parts. He's done learning his parts, and he's helping you from there, but you've got to be able to move on. And I think that's part of why you block seeing a male energy. So try, not undoing that anymore, but I don't know how hard that is for you. But and then allow that male energy to come in. And I don't mean a boyfriend. I just mean your guide. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I hope that helps, honey.
Hi,
Kelly.
Thank
all
you
right, Kel. We love you. Before I reveal anything else, we love you, baby. We'll talk to you,
love you too.
Tomorrow. All right. Have a great show tomorrow. I will try to be there. You know, everybody, I've got a doctor's appointment. I've got the itchies, and I've got to get rid of them from this thing I had. So, everybody, I will be there tomorrow, but Kelly's going to open the show. And Kelly, I can't promise when I'll be there. But I love you.
Love you, too. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye, honey. And, you know, I don't know where Kelly is. Okay, there you are, Kel. All right. Okay. I have got 201. Do we even have enough time? Yes, we do. 201, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Rock and roll. Hi, 201.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, ladies.
We're doing great. Who are we talking to?
Cherise? Yeah, Cherise.
Oh, Cherise. Is that
Cherise?
Oh, Cherise. Can you spell your name? It's S-H-E-R-I-C-E?
Yes.
Okay, Cherise, we got it, girlfriend. How can Susan and I help you today?
What did you say?
How can we help you today?
Well, I just heard you guys mention something about your, is it called the twin flame?
Yeah.
Okay, well, my question, you were going to, go ahead, you could explain it to me.
Twin flame is a very complicated, very controversial issue here. On our show, but just on Earth.
In general.
Some people call twin flames their soulmates. Twin flames are actually like a yin and a yang piece. You come down here as a female, and you come down here as a male. And you both are here to learn certain lessons, and you come together as one. So, there are twin flames, a lot of them on this earth plane, and some of them don't come down together. So it just depends. Somebody doesn't, you know, think about it. If you say you met your twin flame and you've married three people, where's your twin flame? So people get caught up into that. They get caught up into that that verbiage, and it is. And twin flames, and you can read about this, they usually come together later in life because they have less to learn. So how can I help you or Susan help you? What questions did you have? Because it's a long and involved thing with twin flames. If you just Google it, you can read all about it. But if you're asking if you're with your twin flame, you wouldn't even have to ask that if you were with your twin flame.
I don't feel like I am. I've been with my question had nothing to do with that, but I was just interested in hearing that. I've read about twin flames before.
But you know what? We all don't come down with our twin flame. Our twin flames sometimes don't come down with us. And people marry their soulmates, and there's people have three or four soulmates in one lifetime. So just because you're not married to your twin flame doesn't mean that who you're with, you weren't supposed to be with. And that's what I want to tell people about twin flames. Very few people really meet their twin flames early in life and end up later in life with that same person. So as long as you know, whoever you're with, and this is Susan will tell you, whoever you're with, you've got karma with, you're making karma with, you're paying karma back to, or you've written in, they're a part of your soul family. And if you're lucky enough to meet your twin flame early in life, then you're lucky. So now you can ask a question.
I agree. I mean, I've been with my fiance. We've been together for almost 7 years, and I don't feel like I have that deep connection with him that I feel that I even have with people that I come across as strangers or just people that I've been friends with for years. I don't feel like we have that same connection. I just don't feel a deeper connection with him. I'm more spiritual than he is, so I'm very sensitive to energy, and I just feel like I know there's a purpose that we're together. Maybe it's just to have our daughter, and he was meant to be the father of my child. But I don't – I have a strong connection to someone that I barely know, and the crazy part is that this happens every so few months where I come across someone that I don't know that I meet that I feel – like, I want to get to know them more. And there's a guy that I'm interested in, and I wanted your opinion on the person that I'm interested in.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you as a counselor, and then, Susan, get your cards ready, baby, because I've got an answer here, and then I want you to do your cards if you can, unless you have a different one. But here's what I'm going to tell you as a counselor and an intuitive psychic medium. One is, as a counselor, if you're engaged to somebody for 7 years, there's a problem.
We haven't been engaged for 7 years. We just got engaged in Christmas Eve.
Okay, you just got engaged, and you've been together 7 years. Well, even if you're not engaged, 7 years you're together, and at the seventh year, are you young? Is that the problem, or are you in your
33.
Yeah, that's what
I'm 33. But he's 4 years younger than me.
Okay, so there was an age. Okay, there's an age difference. My big thing is this: most people, when they meet, and they're like crazy about each other, it doesn't even matter. Within 2 years, they're together. So that tells me something about you and him. It doesn't mean you're not supposed to be together. It just means it tells me there's issues. So,
mm-hmm.
So you said you would marry him. And now you're telling me that you've got feelings possibly for other people. Is that something that, are you marrying this man or think you're marrying this man because of your child?
I feel like if we didn't have a daughter together, I may not have still be in the relationship with him.
Okay,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you think that this relationship will last? Because that's not how you go into a relationship, neither for your daughter, him, or yourself. That's kind of what I'm trying to ask. I know you know the answer because I think you're psychic.
Yeah, I am. I'm very intuitive. Very.
You're going to know what I'm going to say, girlfriend. You know the answer to what you just asked me. I know the answer to what you just asked me. We always can't read each other. I mean, even Susan and I will, kick back things like, what do you think, sister? What do you think, sister? Because it's hard to read yourself. But what they're telling me, my guides are telling me, and I love my guides, is that you know the answer yourself, and your guides have told you. So go ahead, Susan. I'm going to let you go with this because I think she already knows the answer, and I think timing is everything. That's all I'm going to tell
you.
Yeah.
How old are you again, Therese?
I'll be 34 in June.
You're 35 is a really powerful age and a soul window where we begin to question and reevaluate young girl choices. Okay, we start feeling our womanhood blossom forward with whereas we made choices of like, wow, he's really cute, he drives a great car, he's a great dancer, he's a good kisser, to what kind of a man do I want to go into the future with, does he compliment me, do I see myself growing old with this man? I mean, what do we have in common in terms of intellect, of conversation, of and that's where you are right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I pulled a couple cards for you, and the first card that comes up is the Three of Pentacles. Okay, which is future success. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is the Judgment card, which is like a karmic card. And what you're doing here right now is that, and the marriage card and your gentleman friend come up right next to each other. So what this is telling me is that you are now, and the Nine of Pentacles, which is you see the manifesting, you reap what you sow kind of thing. This is where you are right now. And the next card is that you're watching new emotions grow, okay, and which brings up the Eight of Swords, which you are kind of at a crossroads, that you are kind of blinded to the choices that you need to make, and you're not really sure what it is that you need to do. The other two cards here is that a wealth of information is I'd say within the next 6 months is going to come flooding into you about why and why not, okay? And but I am going to say to you that if you continue on with this kind of blasé energy, it will be a the ultimate results will be is that somewhere along the line you will move into, and I see it already, you kind of skid in borderline depression every so often. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's like energy
I just
will
feel
kind
like
of
you have no choices. That's what I can't figure. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And
say that again.
What did you say, Bonnie?
I said it. Your energy feels like this. It's like the blase with Susan saying, and I use other things, but it's like you just went along with it, and you go along with it, then you're happy because you have somebody, then you're unhappy because, you know he's not the right one. It's like you have, it's like you're just going along with it, girlfriend, just because sometimes, like she said, the blasé attitude, you know where it's going to end up. You can do it, but, you know where it's going to end up. The problem is that when it does, you'll be really, really not happy. So, I mean, that's what I see.
Yeah. It may take a year, it may take 2 years, but it shows you skidding into a pretty deep depression over feeling of missed chances. Now, if I was going to go back into counseling mode, here's what I would suggest, and you know it's up to you, is that take a break.
Take a break.
It's not about breaking up. It's not about dumping or unloading or making, but just take a break and step away. Make some space there so that you can see things a little clearer. Give yourself an opportunity maybe to go out with a few people and tell them that you need this. And, honey, if he's there for you, he's going to understand it. If he, says like, either my way or the highway, he's not right for you anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like you would know that because I think he's done it before. So for some reason, I feel that. So I think you're okay with that. I think you won't all be mad at first, possibly, and you don't have to do any of this. We're just, telling you what we see because eventually, I believe this. And I hate to give, this kind of news, but the universe will take care of you. You are psychic. If you're not on your spirit path, honey, it will put you on your spirit path, but you'll have trials and tribulations getting there. So you could say to yourself, well, I don't want to be by myself. I want to do this, and I want to do this, but it might not be for the right reason, and you do it. And it might be for, like she said, 1, 2, 3, 4 years, you're okay. Something will change. And then you'll have to deal with it at that point. And really, that's really your choice. It's called timing. So,
I believe in that.
Yeah. You've got someone else coming in, regardless, whether it's going to be now or it's going to be later. There's someone else that you're destined to meet.
Yeah, I believe that.
And I love this.
Yeah, and you know that.
I just feel it in my spirit that there has to be somebody that fits more with how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
more compatible, more like intellectually stimulating, more someone that I don't have to say, like, why is it so hard for you to do nice things for me? That should be a natural feeling for the person that you're with to want to do that.
Yeah. And I've got to tell you something because I feel this and I don't even know him, but there's somebody else for him too. So I don't want you to – and I think it would come pretty close to, I just don't think that I think that there is somebody for both of you. And so I don't – if you feel bad, you're doing this or somewhere.
No, I don't. And you said depression, but I'm not really a type of person who gets depressed because I always have a strong faith that things happen the way they're supposed to and at the time they're supposed to. So I don't even let myself really ever get stressed or anything.
Well, all these little attractions that you're feeling, that's your divine self going, heads up.
What do you mean, like heads up?
Yeah.
Like there's somebody else.
Like a heads up, like who you are with is not meeting those qualifications. Those attractions that you're feeling is your divine self telling you, wake up, heads up, look around. Maybe there's other options here.
Exactly. That's what I feel too, but I always believe in karma, and I'm like, I don't ever act on anything because I'm in a relationship.
Well, then maybe
well,
that's what
maybe
that's I say. Step back,
option.
Take a space, take a break,
yeah.
and see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. Do you guys see anything about the guy that I'm interested in?
Cute.
I do. I mean, I do think
I agree.
Yeah. I do feel yeah, and I do feel like he's intellectually.
He is.
I think
very.
That. I feel like that you won't have any problem intellectually with him or spiritually with him. So that's you know what I can say. And he is a pretty smart guy. So
yeah,
and I think
he
you're
is.
A pretty smart girl. So that's what
you
really need is the stimulation. And he
yeah.
will not let you down, that girlfriend. So
yeah,
and see, and that's the soul window that I was talking about. It's like you know there are, for the obvious reasons that. You got involved with this gentleman in your 20s, it's like now you're talking about intellectual stimulation, and this is when you start becoming a grown-up woman, when those kind of things become important, and it's like it's just making grown-up choices, woman choices, versus young girl choices.
When we started dating, my important thing was I don't want someone who's going to cheat and who's loyal, but I never thought about, are we going to be able to laugh together, have fun together? Can we have an actual intellectual conversation together? None of those things we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's
well,
right.
I got
all
the good guy,
on
but I didn't get anything else. Yeah, I didn't know those things were important until I got older.
Well,
yeah.
I have to
and
tell
that's
you
the,
something.
That's
okay.
the soul
I'm going to tell you. I know. I've got to tell you something because, you know, I just have to tell you this because I'm only 15, but kissing is a big thing for me. It was a kissing thing.
It is,
I
and
care.
He doesn't do that.
Yeah,
now
I listen.
You're doing a bite from a 15-year-old. You do know
yeah,
that, right?
So the thing is, kissing was really, really, really important to me. They had to be really intelligent, but the kissing, I mean, come on. So that rocked my world, and you know, that's how I got rid of people. So anyway,
he's not passionate about anything besides going to the gym and not even when it comes to me, and that alone makes me feel a type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to tell you something. I saw you jumping on this guy, wrapping your legs around, you know, you know. So, you know, I'm thinking you're good.
Like I said, real cute. Real cute.
Yeah.
Are you talking
yeah.
about the guy I'm interested in? Are you talking about the one I'm with or the one I'm interested
no,
in?
I'm just saying, whatever guy, he's going to end up being very passionate. You're going to be very passionate, and he's going to be passionate back.
I enjoy that. I don't have that.
Yeah, that's it. That's
well,
what
honey,
I'm saying.
You're too young. Yeah, you're too young, baby. Go back to 15. Get those feelings back and go for it. Just make sure they're intelligent. Okay,
oh, exactly.
For you need, and you need to keep with your spirituality. Well, you know, you need to keep with your gifts, and because you are psychic, so you need to just use and empower yourself with that, and you'll know.
Yeah. Okay. I try to strengthen it, but I thank you guys for your help. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Quite welcome. Thank you, Charisse.
Yeah,
thank you
for sharing with us. We love when you share with us. We love that we can walk in your brain and we can look in and we can tear it apart and we can see it. We can go into your karmic records. We are so excited when we can do that. So thank you for letting us do that. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller, and the next caller, I don't think this. I take this one because I'm all over the board. So it's 210. Hi, you're here with Bonnie and Susan. How are you today? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, 210. You're on. Okay. Well, I'll try them back in about a minute and see what happens. Sometimes they just put you on and they're just maybe listening. So. Susan, I want to go over this because I've got to tell you. I think I'm trying to think. I can't. Did we take 717? Let me see if I took 717.
Yes,
indeed. Oh, hi. Hi, this is 717. Have you been on with us? Because my board crashed and it's coming back. So, were you on with us, 717?
Yeah, actually, I am the one that I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't have time to open Akashic Records.
Well,
is that possible today?
Susan, I think we can do it. We'll take you as the last caller. Susan, can we do it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're always
game.
Go for it.
We're always game. Go for it. What is your name?
My name is Corrine.
Corrine. Okay, Corrine. You're Susan. This is Corrine.
It's spelled Karen with me, if that helps.
Okay, Corrine, that does help. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Corrine, how old are you?
53.
53? Yes. Okay. Well, if you've, of course, been listening to any time of our past shows, 53 is you are just in the beginning of what they call the cryon return, which is the largest soul window that there is. When the dreaming soul is fully awakened, looks around, a divine self is in complete communication with that dreaming soul, and it's a redo, reset, do-over, go back, unfinished, start new, and you just basically actually just in it, okay? It looks like maybe 49, 50, 51, somewhere around there, when all of a sudden you felt a little bit of rumbling in your life. Not that you haven't had rumblings before, okay, because it feels like that you have the kind of energy that you're kind of a stripped-down kind of girl, that it's like if things don't work, you're out. Yeah, and it's like and build it back up again, but this is different. Yeah,
Susan, I got a TT. Can you take it from here?
Oh,
can you take it from here?
I think I can handle it.
I'm so sorry. I got to tell everybody this, but if you'll just excuse me for a second, okay? Sorry. Go for it, Sue.
I think we can handle it without you there, Bonnie. Okay. so you've got a real dynamic energy about you, and which means that, you know, you get knocked down and, you know, you don't put the pieces back, then you dust yourself off and you rebuild, okay? And this feels like that this has been kind of a pattern for you in your life. Does that you relate to that?
Oh, yes. That's been
okay.
My entire life, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. So the energy that you're in now, it's like it's a little different. It's not about knockdown and rebuilding, okay? What the energy is in this soul window for you is deep reflection, calmer waters. Your soul. Wow, you're so fast.
I don't want to miss this. Go ahead.
your soul imprints, and it'll be interesting when I actually get to see what the analogies of on your journal is. But it's like your soul imprints is that you came in with this big energy of fight or flight, okay? And now this energy here is more of calming waters. It's like that all of a sudden you don't know where you would flight to even if you could and don't want to. It's like wherever I am, let me see how I feel about myself first. And then I'll look out here, which has not been an MO of yours. It's like if something makes you uncomfortable, you dismantle everything around you. You understand what I said?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And which is, you know, that's your MO. That's what you came in. And it's like, and it served you well. All right. You know, you have the energy, you roll up your sleeves and you move on. All right, but this energy is different for you, and you're going to stay in this energy pretty much for the next maybe 6, 7, 8 years, where there's going to be a calming water energy underneath. You know, you're not afraid of confrontation, you're not afraid to stand up for yourself, but you're going to find less and less. No drama, please. No drama, please. No drama, please. No drama, please. okay? And it's going to become very, very strong with you. The next thing that I want to ask is career, what you are doing and what you've done in the past.
Currently, I'm basically stay at home taking care of my mother that has dementia.
Okay.
However, that's shifting soon.
That's
and
what?
I've done just about everything under the sun prior to this. My passion is to help people in healing.
Okay, so most of the jobs that you've had have been in terms of service, of helping others?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've done retail. I've done, you know, in the medical field, I've done some office work. I've done restaurant work. I've done, I'm all over
the map. No wonder I wrote jack of all trades down here. I wondered why I wrote that down. Now I know why. Okay. So, but there's one consistent pattern. See, it's not unusual for someone who has that fight or flight energy that I was talking about is to never make roots, okay? It's like, and you get bored really easy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's not unusual for someone to have never settle in deeply in a particular career, but because you are... You've got a little bit of a con in you, and I mean that in the highest praise, okay, is that you could talk yourself into any kind of job with no experience and make them believe that you were like, oh, yeah, I can do that. You, right?
Yeah, I guess, because,
yeah.
I mean, if the need arises, you need a job.
Go ahead, admit it, admit it. Yeah, go ahead, admit it, you know. It's like,
I mean,
because
when need rises and you have kids to feed, you'll do just about anything to make sure you can
feed
them.
That's right. That's right. And it's like, and that's what I pick up on you, is like you just have that way of, about you that it's like, you know, the retail job didn't work out. It's like, yeah, I can be a waitress. Hey, how hard can it be? You know, type of thing.
I love
so
that about you, girlfriend. I love that.
Yeah. And that's what I mean about fight or flight. Okay, it's like you never dig trenches. You basically, when you see things bombing out, you just dust yourself off, pull yourself out of the trench, and it's like, well, where do I go now? Okay, so that's and that'll have a lot to do probably with what it is that I'm picking up on in terms of what your soul journey is about. What would you say that your gifts are?
Good question. Well, to be of service to others,
okay.
I would say. Healing energies.
What kind of healing energies?
I'm a Reiki 2. I don't really practice per se, but, you know, I do, you know, mainly for friends and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
Or I send earth energies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I work on things like that. And I'm always on a path of learning no matter what.
Yeah. But, yes. Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of. I'm a seeker, I guess you could say, of knowledge, and but I've also very passionate about helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah. Okay. What are the things that you like the most about yourself?
That exactly, right there.
You what?
That exactly.
That exactly
my passion
right
for helping people. My compassion and passion for wanting to love and help people.
Okay. Okay, good.
See, most people will say, hey, I love my blonde hair, or I like my blue eyes, or I like that I wear boots, but, you know, you are really good.
Yeah, everything directs outward. She's very, very in tune to, she's empathic for one thing.
Yes.
And very in tune to other people's needs almost even before they are, which is like really excellent.
I love that.
I know, isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
The first thing that I picked up in terms of your tools are dolphins, okay? Beautiful dolphins, and, you know, dolphins are, pardon me?
Dolphin energy is one of the highest energies you can have.
Yes, the highest healing energy that they have,
yeah,
associated with water. The dolphin energy is what I'm using as a tool is in constant movement, and they are the teachers of our humanity. They hold the energy for our humanity as it grows, okay? And I believe that they're showing dolphins' tool is that it's that being in constant movement in life, constant going around, raising one's consciousness, all these jobs that you had, somewhere like you left little droppings of wisdom wherever you went. and it's like, but there's this fluidness about the way that you move through life, that you just, it's like you don't leave devastation in your way, like some people who go from, you know, I did this and I did that and I did this and this, is it because of dissatisfaction? You know, that's not how you did it. It's like everything opened a door to another, then to another, and then to another. And each time that you left one place to go to another or to another career, or you left one personal situation to another personal situation, you left a part of you behind that raised their consciousness, okay? So whether you were aware of it or not, but I think most of the time you were, okay? So I think that that's what the dolphins represent. What your foundations are, I'm going to have to figure out what the hell this is. It's like I drew it, but now I have to figure out what it is. It looks like, I wanted to say barbed wire, but it's not. I know what it is. It's puzzles. Okay. Your foundations are puzzles. Okay, and what and now this makes so much sense. Okay, your foundations is about the essence of learning. Okay, you call yourself a teacher, but in actually you are a life student. All right, you came into this particular and carrying the dolphin energy, which is of super intelligence. Of learning all about different phases and stages of humanity on all different levels, and that's why your career was doing this and doing that and doing that. That's why you like healing and energy work. Is it because this time you came in with a curiosity about what makes humans do what they do? Why do they act the way that they act? And, you know, you're always asking yourself that question. Why did that person do that? Why would that person think that? And that's your agenda, it's like you're a scribe, a gatherer of information on a really high level of intelligence. I'm not really sure whether it's because you may have I keep on picking up Lemuria and Atlantis that you were a scribe there, but it goes even farther back than that you were a celestial traveler. Okay, and every so often, every 1,000 years or 100 years or who knows how often, is like you come back here to check on us and see how well you guys doing and seeing our evolution progress, which is what dolphins represent. But it's you have this kind of, you're of service in you. You love to help, but there's also an emotional detachment about you, okay, that mm-hmm. it's like you really don't get in the muck, okay? And whenever I see that emotional detachment, it always tells me that I'm dealing with a celestial traveler, always. Because, I mean, they are here as observers, not as participators. Does
right,
this make
and
sense
I don't
to you?
Like drama. Yeah, it does, because I don't like drama. I'll step away from it really quick, and I'll just stand back and watch everything unfold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I
you
don't,
go, what?
Yeah, but I won't get in the middle of it. It's kind of like, okay, mm-hmm. that's your thing, not mine. I'm, you know, hey, I'm over here.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's like you leave little pearls of wisdom, you know, through your whole life. I mean, you have not even a clue at how many lives you have touched because you have diversified your life so much. Is there any question? Okay, quick. Is there any question that you would like to ask me before we release the Kraken?
Go ahead and release.
Oh, thank you. My gosh, I mean, between PT and then coming back in the middle of this, so I can't get everything I wanted to, but it was so weird, Susan, because what I saw is when you were talking, I saw, and it's not a religious thing, even though I am Jewish, it was the Torah being opened up, which then I realized what it was. It's the archives, like the archives of people's lives, and she was standing
mm-hmm.
over them. Oh, my God, I've got
right.
She was over them.
Right.
And there was gold rope tied around them. She's in a white robe, and she's opening these a Torah. So, which is like a scroll on each side that goes into the middle. I don't know if you know what a Torah is, but it's old, ancient books, ancient written word, like what Susan does. The Akashic records are opened up in those kind of things, but. This is more like learning. You're opening them up, and you're really serene, and you're in gold robes and a white long robe. And what I see is that you are very detached. You're reading what's in there, and you're actually teaching or going very very beginning of time and of all of this. And you're actually getting ready to help people that are coming down here for their life experience. Oh, my goodness, I've got somebody here. So it's really cool because I think you were like an initiator of the souls coming down, you know, to do an earthly experience. And you were teaching them about the tools they need to take and that they will, you know, their path in this life's journey. It's so weird. And then I see somebody's coming to me. She's a female. So I don't know if your mom has passed or your grandma, because you know it shows me an older woman. And she said that she's showing me that she used to take care of you. She's showing me that, and I don't know if that's what your grandmother did, but she's showing me a bed with you in it, and that she used to, when you were sick, that she would bring you something is what she's showing me, and that she took care of you. And she also had that detached healing thing going on. And that's where you kind of picked up is what she's, you know, telling me. That's where you kind of picked up all of this stuff from the beginning. So do you know who I'm talking about or who does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So,
completely.
And she's very, very proud of you. And, you know, I got to tell you, all your people over there are rocking big, long, white robes, and I love that because that's what I always like, the toga thing. So I like that white robe with the gold thing. I even went to, you know, and it seems like they're showing me that, which means they're more healing because that's, you know, nursing and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like they're showing me that the healing that you actually love took place when you were very, very young and you got this from your relatives. So that's kind of what they're saying, that you are too cool and you've got some great energy going there. And what I love about the puzzles, you know, that Susan was bringing to you, is that when you say jack of all trades, you know, if you think about puzzle pieces, there could be 500 different puzzle pieces, and then when you put them together, they make a beautiful, beautiful scene. I mean, unless you're going to do a foodie puzzle.
Very
good,
Bonnie. Very poetic.
So that's
you.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes I can bring it, honey. So the thing is that that's what I see. And I'm just so honored that we could do this. And it's just so cool of a picture that I see. And I am hoping that you understand what your life and what you're about. That's really what I'm being told.
I'm beginning to, slowly but surely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, more and more. It's like you're going to kind of wake up out of a slumber or a sleep, you know, and it's just going to, like, just really make sense.
Well, I mean, like a lot of humanity, I mean, you know, I haven't been awakened, first of all, you know, and it's taken a while, and, you know, I was one of these people that was, I guess you could say abused as a child and made to feel a lot less than in general.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so self-esteem, self-confidence has always been an issue, you know, and trying to work past that has been really tough. So.
Well, you know what? You know what? That, you see the jack of all trades thing? That's what you've been handed because of that, because not a lot of people can do what you've done. Not a lot of people can bounce back just like what, you know, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. I can't tell you how many people get stuck in that, oh, I'm this, and I can't take that job, or I can't do this, or I can't do that because this is what I am. And, you know, that is a tougher scene on this earth for people like that, because they have to realize sometimes that you have to, you know, change positions, jobs, and security. But you don't seem to have a problem doing that. And I don't think you think that you're better than or less than at this point. I think you know that you're coming to the realization that, hey, everybody has a place on earth. Everybody has things that they have to do or don't have to do. And it seems like everybody's got issues. It's just not me. Because I know that's what you kind of feel like.
And we're all being rewired, all of us. I mean, we're unloading all of the heavier, denser imprints and energy so that we can deal with the new higher vibration that's on Earth right now.
Not easy.
Not easy.
Well, yeah, we only have a minute and 46 seconds, and I want to say goodbye, but I hope that, you know, you got in today, and I hope that you know, that we've helped you rock a little bit of your world, and we know that we appreciate seeing your world.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for giving us the pleasure of being able to open your Akashic records. They were beautiful, just beautiful.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
beautiful.
You so much. I really appreciate both of you helping me. Because, I mean, that does give me a basis of, you know, where to go and what to do with things, because I've been trying to work on my soul purpose lately. So
we love
that. That is amazing. And I am truly grateful. Blessings to both of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you.
You're
welcome.
We love you
too.
We love you too.
Bye-bye. You know, I just love that, Susan. We only have 60 seconds, so I want to say goodbye to everybody and thank everybody in chat and thank everybody who called and thank everybody who is listening and who will listen to the archives. That's why we do it. We want to give you some peace. We hope that, you know, when we give you a reading, you understand what to do with it. A lot of people sit there and get one and they don't know. Move forward with it, whether it's a great reading or whether it's something you've got to think about. We love you, love you, love you. Thank you for letting us in. Thank you for having us in your life, because that's what we're due. And please come back tomorrow's Astrology Day. Yeah, with Kelly and Ron. Hey, everyone. Rock this world. Bye, sister. I love you, Susan.
Love you, too.
Bye,
love
everyone.
Bye-bye.
We love you. Bye.